This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
At T-Mobile, we'll give you four free 5G phones and four lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Four of us wolves running around the desert together in Las Vegas looking for strippers and cocaine.
That may describe the afternoon show. I said may. Transitions on 670 The Score are brought to you by Webb Hyundai in Highland or Merrillville, Indiana. Get the vehicle you deserve at the payment you want at Webb Hyundai in Merrillville. Thanks to all of our guests. Thanks to PJ Glasser from the BetMGM Network. Thanks to Mark DeRosa, not D-Rose. Thanks to Wayne Randazzo, AJ Pierzynski, and thanks to the awesome crew here at Wings and Rings and the crowd who stayed to hang with us, made our morning a lot of fun. We had a really great time with them. Thanks to Brooks Boyer for bringing us an embarrassment of riches with milkshakes and waffle dogs and Christmas, I think.
He brought us too much.
I feel like I am richer for having had this show.
My stomach is definitely richer.
Go get it, baby.
I got dinner coming up in Phoenix, and poof.
I don't know how you're going to fit dinner into all of this. Adam Studzinski, a great job. Also, we appreciated you chiming in on the food known as the Polish Cannonball.
Bears.
Ray Diaz, and then Connor O'Donnell, Jenna Duddleston, and our promotions crew as well. Thank you guys for helping out. Now we go to Vegas.
Good Polish kid.
I don't know if you guys are having as good of a time as we are, guys. I know you're at Circa and all, but we have the White Sox Cake Shake Milkshake, so
I don't know. Like you guys are having you know me, Layla. I get here and duck and hide, so that's what I did last night, and apparently my teammates didn't have as good of a time.
Well, just me. Just me. I had a rough
well,
entry.
Well, Tanny, too.
What happened?
I thought Tanny did all right. I think Tanny did okay. No?
He said he's been dealing with something.
Oh, right. He's got a little stomach thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, who can complain?
I had a great time.
Shane had a great time.
Shane has already had an epic trip. If he stops right now,
yeah,
his trip was so epic, which is something that we will explore during the show today because he got an interview with a legend.
He really did. And that legend, you're going to hear from him later on in the show. And the legend apparently made fun of Barry Rosner a lot.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, that's the hint on who the legend is.
I am here for all of that. But I do have beef with the Midday Show right now.
Is what it because we have the milkshake?
Yeah, I mean, the milkshake. Two questions. One, Marshall, are you just going to go straight south down Halsted to end up at dinner in Phoenix, Illinois? And two, how you going to do a whole segment where you busting on on Layla about conspiracy theories. And then when asked if you have any conspiracy theories, oh, I don't want to talk about that. How's that work?
You can't be the guy that brings up
the conspiracy theory.
I didn't bring
like,
it up.
Hey, I don't want to talk about these conspiracy theories.
Lawrence, technically Layla brought it up when she brought in LeBron James and his conspiracy theory. We did discuss that I have a conspiracy theory about the NBA for no good reason saying Chris Paul couldn't go be on the Lakers. That's a real thing. I believe in that. But as far as out of sports conspiracy theories, now you have to see me after the job for that. You have to see me after LeBron, I punch out.
Oh, come on. No way, Marshall. You got to share. If you got legit outside sports conspiracy theories, now you got to share one. I'll give you one. I'll give you one from me now.
All right.
Because I've been reading the book. Charles Manson was a weapon of mind control based on a government program called MK Ultra. Okay.
Wow. So that's Tanny perked up for that.
Oh yeah, he did.
What?
Because Tanny knows something fishy was going on with those Manson murders. He read
How
a whole book
How dare you say that
away.
In front of the milkshake?
All right, so wait
hold
many,
on.
How many milkshakes do you guys have?
We have four.
I mean, why are you asking?
There's only two of you. Why do you have four?
Exactly. Because Brooks embarrassed us with riches.
Yeah.
Did he bring those White Sox cookies?
Okay, so there was a cookie in the milkshake.
The pinwheel?
Jesus Christ.
The pinwheel cookie? Much.
Also, yeah, there's this waffle dog thing that I'm eating.
Can you guys see
that's
us?
Cool. Yeah, the pinwheel
waffle
cookies
Korean
are dogs. Awesome. The pinwheel cookies are supposed to represent the exploding scoreboard, which, as everyone knows, was invented by Bill Veeck, I believe the name is pronounced.
Oh, just really? Don't do that. Don't do that. Oh, we're not doing that opening day. We're not doing
this.
We're not doing this on opening day.
Every time I try to build a brand.
We're taking that.
Yeah, we're trying.
Cue the texters who think I'm the one making that mistake now. Cue them right now. Three, two, one, and go.
No, give the guy a break.
Hold on. What? What the hell was the last 2 minutes of things I just heard out of
you? It's a new season, by the way.
Charles Manson, and then you just, wow. That was WWE style right there.
Let's go, Layla. I have a question, though. You mentioned the Polish Cannonball. Is that Studs' new nickname? Is that what that is? Because If so, but what was the food item that Brooks dropped off that's called a Polish cannonball? Please describe it.
No.
That's in Pittsburgh.
Yes, that's in Pittsburgh. It is a form of pierogi. It had like egg noodles and cabbage.
So, it's go ahead.
What was there sausage as well, I believe?
And
it's a big fan of, a big fan of The Simpsons, right?
So we did it during this segment that you're not very familiar with. It's a segment called High Noon. I know it's not your thing, but we do this every day. And so today we talked about ballpark food and the top 10 ballpark food items.
Yeah, Marshall, that was my first time doing High Noon yesterday. I thought I nailed it. Thought I absolutely nailed it. But I thought Tanny did it the best. Thank you for lending us your time slot. I thought Tanny's iteration of High Noon made it one of the greatest segments that's ever happened.
I liked the little spin around the music cart. I like the music cue. You just spinning.
Yeah, right.
Are we going to ask our servers here at Stadium Swim to walk across the Twitch feed, because that was a big winner when Dan, Layla, and I were here last year when they
Jasmine?
Walked past. I think so.
Jasmine, I think yeah.
And that was like it blew Twitch up.
It did.
Whoa, my God!
Yeah.
What was it that they were seeing that was so...
Oh, they're just pretty girls, Marshall.
Just women who were taking good care of us here at Circa.
Studs remembers Michelle.
Yes, yeah, Michelle, that's who it was. Yeah. Studs right. It was Michelle. She was super nice. She took great care of us. But yeah, I was just like, oh, Marshall's out here throwing out conspiracies. What we saw yesterday, though, with LeBron, that is unprecedented.
It really
that
is.
That is like, yo, I'm going to take 90 minutes to go after this dude, and I'm going to do it on his station but not his show.
You know.
And probably with the person that bothers him the
bothers
most.
Bothers him the most. Yeah. He became his own barrel of ink yesterday.
It was very
like you can't
Kendrick
fight
Lamar.
The barrel of ink. Like he's got the power. And he brought it there. That was a remarkable moment in the current media state, for sure.
Well, people, there's a lot of different avenues for this after it happened. They were like, wait a minute, why didn't he go on Club Shay Shay and do this? And then you know, memes about Shannon Sharpe being upset because he's the biggest LeBron stan that I know as a professional athlete himself, or former, I should say, Hall of
Famer,
by the way.
That's obvious, though, Marshall. That's obvious.
Yeah, because he's tied to Stephen A. Yeah, he's tied to Stephen A. I get that.
Oh, no.
Stephen A responding twofold by going on his own show and then doubling down this morning on First Take.
But I'm talking about why LeBron went to Stephen A's house. He chose the person to go to the house of and, like, went in basically in the den and said,
yes,
you can be in the living room all you want, or you can be part of the morning breakfast thing in the kitchen, but I'm in your effing house coming at you. That's much more powerful than going on Club Shay Shay from LeBron's perspective.
The person that Stephen A. is modeling,
it's way more powerful.
Modeling his contract talks and freedom
he's trying to be on McAfee
McAfee has done with his career. And with that contract, that production contract that he got with ESPN.
Yeah, Stephen A. is trying to think of himself as the king of ESPN, and LeBron is going, nah, McAfee's the king. He's throwing that in Stephen A.'s face, too.
I see what you're saying. I just think if he had done it with Shannon Sharpe, there'd be a level of betrayal because obviously Stephen A. put him on First Take.
I also think that the genius of LeBron is more live eyeballs doing it this way, too. If he does Club Shay Shay, there's going to be way more pushback. He went to the place where he could say what he wanted to say, and McAfee, I thought, did a really good job of just kind of like, keep going. Do what you say, what you need to say.
And his staff, McAfee's staff, came up with some great questions and angles to further that thing.
And the fact that they, like, I was watching, I was peeping, and I was like, yeah, I'm peeping game right now. The fact that they added in, here's the hashtag that you should use when
LeBron
you talk about.
Yeah, exactly.
It was really well done by them, and seeing Stephen A. this morning. And my guy Spice Adams got after him this morning. I think LeBron actually reposted Spice's video.
Did he really?
Yeah, that he was doing.
That's
like
tremendous.
There's a lot of heat. So it was definitely unprecedented. But how has the vibe been, Southside stand up over there, and what's going on?
I mean, it's been good. You know how it is when it's opening day here. Like, you see people you know, you see a lot of friends, you see people you've gotten to meet throughout the years. A lot of fans still here, just enjoying the game and enjoying the vibe. And I think we've got another hour before the game starts, so I think it's really cool that so many people are hanging out. The crowd was great. It's always, you know how I feel about being here. It's always a good time. It just is.
I was listening to you guys. I took a little walk this morning, and I was listening to you guys, and I find myself being in a similar place to where Marshall is at. And I think I love that Layla was like, look, it's opening day. Like, we know what it is, but it's opening day, and you feel euphoric because baseball is back. And Marshall's like, not with these White Sox, I don't.
Like, what are we really talking about, Lawrence? I mean, if you've been a White Sox fan and you understand how the White Sox are doing things and how they're not doing things, and you're looking around the rest of baseball, it's like the team that got left behind, you know? And now you got to find your own way to school.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, today's the day
where you can zoom out and celebrate the return of the entire thing.
Sure.
And we're here at Circa with an opportunity, man. Stadium Swim right now, the giant screen here at Stadium Swim is split into 11 different feeds.
It's awesome.
Yes.
And that's with two rows of odds also there. So it's really 13 different feeds if you count the odds, but 11 different games that could be up there. And there's ball games waiting to start. There's Jackson Churio in the on-deck circle for the Milwaukee Brewers. It's like, I mean, there's an Orioles highlight down there. It's like there's the Angels and the White Sox pregame getting ready to go. This is going to be an amazing day to be out here at Circa because the Sweet 16 doesn't kick in for, what, 3.5 more hours?
Yeah.
Or almost 4 hours? And we got all the MLB games we can take up until then and after then as well.
It's wild because we'll get off the air, and that's when the Sweet 16
game
will
on.
Start.
Game on. This is an insane day to be in one of the most insane sports atmospheres in America.
Maryland, Florida, right? That's our first game.
Maryland, Florida yeah. is the first game. My guy, Walter Clayton Jr., I love that kid. Marshall.
And my guy, Derrick Queen.
Your guy, Derrick Queen. I mean, we got that game right away. Marshall, Walter Clayton Jr., I saw him ranked 47th on NBADraft.net. 47th. That dude has Steph Curry range and fearlessness and is a good passer, and he's not a good athlete at 6'3", 6'3 scoring guard, but I'm telling you, that dude is an NBA shooter big time. So I look forward to him.
Hey, you know who loves a good second-round pick?
AK. Let's go.
He does.
I'm telling you. Walter Clayton Jr., man, that's my dude. He's going to have a great rest of the tournament, too. I mean, but we'll see. This afternoon, he's got to deal with Derrick Queen in Maryland. That should be a great game.
He had an outstanding game against UConn. Like that.
Yes,
that
he did.
Big time players make big time plays, and that's exactly what happened.
And like, his coach was like,
"If you needed any more proof."
Yes, coach said he's a great leader, and there were great passes that are in there. And it's like, and that dude, he started at Iona with Patino. Like he's been a legit talent. It's not like he's out of nowhere. His first team All America. I'm a fan, so watch him later on tonight. We'll check him out.
I'll be watching Bulls Lakers because that's just how I roll.
I'll be at.
Well, we got that too.
We got that too.
It's a crazy. It's a ridiculous day.
Because LeBron had a very busy day and a very busy night last night with that tip-in against Indiana. So I know he should be tired, right?
I mean that was like the dagger too in the whole thing. Because had it gone left, because he wasn't scoring in last night's game at all. He had 3 points going into the fourth quarter. If he doesn't win them the game last night, this whole thing flips. Like, Stephen A. could then be like, maybe you should spend less time talking and more time working on your game.
And then he said Dansby Swanson.
That was a good pacing.
Dansby Swanson.
That was good pacing on that, LeBron, Lawrence. That was very good pacing on the way you said that.
If only there was some place where you guys could watch all the games at once.
You know what? The best news is that White Sox Angels has made it to the screen.
It has?
Yes, bottom right. It's in commercial right now. But, Lawrence, with all the games that are an option, you do not have to watch the White Sox on your phone.
Yeah, 3 o'clock is where it really goes off. 3 o'clock is when it pops off. Right now, you're gonna get an hour of Yankees Brewers by themselves, and then after that, it's all bets are off.
At some point, Marshall, I was expecting Lawrence to be in a chaise lounge in the corner watching the White Sox on his phone when there's 14 other games to choose from.
Well, he really wants to see Tim Anderson in an Angels uniform. You know he's bad fifth tonight.
Well, here's the thing: easier for me to watch the White Sox here than it is in Chicago.
Oh, no.
Well done, sir. And, well done.
And there's gonna be a lot of people.
Tell that to the Sun-Times, by the way.
There's gonna be a lot of people that it's gonna hit them today.
Oh yes.
Like it's been an abstract concept.
Uh-huh.
Until right now, they're gonna be like, "Oh, well, where can I watch the game?"
Oh,
like, I can't watch the game.
It's an interesting risk. Interesting risk that the White Sox and the Reinsdorf Television Network are taking. Absolutely.
I was really hoping
White Sox and Cubs all over the
today.
Place. I'm watching Carlos Rodon pitch for the Yankees.
Opening day starter for the Yankees.
I'm watching Cody Bellinger in the outfield for the Yankees. Yes. I'm watching the Padres pregame feature Gavin Sheets.
And Jason Hayward is on that team
as well. Jason Hayward's over there. They're all over the place.
Hey, man.
Gavin Sheets can hit 40 homers this year.
Matt Mervis is batting cleanup in Miami.
He's the cleanup hitter.
What?
Yes.
He's the cleanup hitter on opening day in Miami?
I think so. I didn't check the Marlins lineup. But I will say, shout out to my nephew, Jack McMullen, about to do his first big league game in Miami. He gets Sandy Alcantara and Paul Skeens. And he knows the Pirates players because he was the Pirates AAA guy. So he's like, I mean, it's got to be an amazing thing for the 26-year-old new radio voice for the Marlins. My sister is down there to support him and watch in person. She's over the moon. Big day for the Spiegel family in that way.
We
so
do
cool.
have indeed confirmation that Matt Mervis is batting cleanup.
He's batting cleanup.
How about that,
first
Layla?
Base for the Marlins.
And Layla, did you see who the Angels added to stay with their Stefan sketch roster that has everything?
Wayne Randazzo mentioned it. Nicky Lopez. Unbelievable.
On a major league deal. Let's go.
I don't know what to say. I don't know.
And they have Wayne Randazzo. That team really does have everything.
They have everything.
Yeah, they do.
That team, like, if you say those names, but you just don't say them together in 2025 outside of Wayne, like, if you just say those names all together, you're like, oh, man, what a team.
Yeah, man.
But then you're oh, wait, they're together later. This is, like, late-stage White Sox, Cubs, Angels.
Is it bad, guys, that I went through this whole spring thinking, well, maybe Mike Trout will be hurt at the beginning of the season and they won't have to face him and they can find a way to win 2 out of 3 against the Angels and get off to a solid start?
Oh, I love that. I love that you're focused on wins and losses right here. Wait, so the Vegas total, Marshall's 53.5. What did you guys put out there as a bet total?
I think Marshall and I have the under at 47.5 or 46.5.
You should try to find a way.
46.5 was the line.
Yeah.
Wow. I said 50.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Think about that. Layla was being optimistic, and she's still under the 53.5.
By 3.5?
Yeah.
It's amazing. Like, I'm under 53.5 on them. We'll see how good the kids are when they start coming up.
Listen, I will say it again, and I know I might sound crazy, but I do think they win at least 50. I'm saying at least 50.
I don't think that's crazy. I mean, that's 112 losses if they won 50 games.
And thank you for the peer pressure with Marshall on the conspiracy theory, because that was – we've been friends for too long.
I'll think about it.
I know, right?
He still didn't give us one.
Later.
I gave him Manson.
Marshall, let me throw one at you that's – because I can imagine what some of your conspiracy theories are.
What do you think about 9/11, Marshall?
And I don't want to put you in that spot.
Yeah, that's let me what I'm saying.
Is the earth round?
Marshall, I feel you. But let me give you one that we can all agree on.
Okay.
Stevie Wonder can see.
Yes.
See?
Oh, obviously.
Yep.
No. All right.
He can't see 2020 vision, but he could see like Daredevil when they show you Daredevil looking at things.
Daredevil, by the way,
Ray
true
just
story.
Goes obviously.
Like, it is obvious.
And he just goes obvious.
Didn't he beat somebody down one time?
Stevie? Yeah. Yes, he did.
Someone in a famous fight. Like,
yeah, his bodyguards held somebody down so he can do some business.
No, so someone talked sideways to Stevie, and Stevie was like, "Let's get it." And then this person was beaten up by Daredevil.
I don't think that's necessarily a conspiracy theory. I think that's just if you pay attention to Stevie Wonder, you're like, oh, he can see.
Well, maybe he's got 3% peripheral vision. I've seen the
video of him catching
the mic stand.
Yeah.
That's the one that's convincing to me.
Like but Daredevil, I mean, like, just shapes. He can see shapes.
Also, all the women that Stevie's been with are attractive.
Well, you can figure that.
What are we doing here? I learned from
Lionel Richie in the Hello video that you can just feel your way around. Feel your way around the face. That's how you know if a woman's attractive.
So Ray Parker Jr. tells the story.
Oh, thank God.
That Stevie Wonder's drummer was saying some sideways stuff and got shoved in a locker by Stevie.
Man, I was here today in hopes of getting a Ray Parker Jr. reference. So now I'm good.
Well, I mean, this is not a conspiracy theory. This is just if you read the lyrics. Ghostbusters is a dirty song.
What do you mean?
The lyrics to Ghostbusters?
Yes. They ain't about busting ghosts. It's about something else.
Busting makes you feel good.
Busting makes you feel good. That's one of the lyrics of the song.
And the song that got sued for stealing from Ghostbusters? Oh, no, the other way around.
Huey Lewis in the News.
I Want a New Drug.
Yeah.
One that won't make me sick. I forget which one came first and got sued.
But just go look at the lyrics of the Ghostbusters song, and it will. It is not about those four guys saving New York.
All right, and Jimmy.
It's about Ray Parker Jr. sneaking into people's bedrooms.
Okay, and Jimmy Page and Led Zeppelin stole songs from old black blues artists and from Spirit.
See, that's the Marshall conspiracy that he didn't want to tell you.
He doesn't want to talk about the Zeppelin song stealing. Come on, Marshall, give us something before you get out of here, man.
Wait, you got it. That's
open
exactly
up.
It. That's it. I don't feel like this is a safe space.
No, I feel you. I feel you.